learn passes chukas about the pora aduma zoyis chukas apor toira shetziva Hashem leimor dabel bnei yisrael yichu elecha pora aduma tumima Hashem bamum asher lo yalo ala oil. Take a pora aduma and we have to destroy it, shecht it, and then burn it up. Torah is upon the Einof. The Einay Akoyeh, we burn the Parah Aduma, the whole part of it. And then we sprinkle it onto the Tomei. And through that, he achieves his Taira, Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaShvi. Then it turns in the middle of the parasha, there's a pasuk. Zois haTorah, Adam ki yomus ba'oyel, kol ha'boel ha'oyel, v'chol ha'sher ba'oyel, yitmoshev as yomim. This is the Torah of Adam ki yomus ba'oyel, of a person that comes into the oyel, kol ha'boel ha'oyel, v'chol ha'sher ba'oyel, yitmoshev as yomim. And the Chazal Darshan in Erevin, the Ein Divei Torah, Torah is not nickness, of a Misha Meimis Atzmoi Aleha. The Torah is not nickness only by someone who's Meimis himself on the Divei Torah. So Chazal, you have to be Meimis Atzmoi. And L'choir, I always had the kasha. Baruch Hashem, last night I found it. In the Sefer, last night, Divrei Yoel from the Satmar Rav Zatzal. He asked the kasha of what's Epis? About that it's only a drash. What's Epis? Why does the Torah still seem fit? The Chazal, the Torah, the Ramas are this drasha. Here, in the Mesugya, from the sugi from Tumah V'Taira, the sugi of Parah Aduma, the sugi of the Choyk of Parah Aduma, why did the Torah put in this inyan of Zoyis HaTorah Adam Ki Yomus Bo'oyel, that Torah is niggas over Misha Meimis Atzmei Aleha. So here I think maybe we can understand it a little bit. The Kamoi Fanim. Abelachoyra is a big Yisoid over here. The Yisoid is that we find that the Parah Aduma is Matar the Mensch. We take a Parah, we Soireif, the Guf, a Parah, and from that comes the Taira, from that comes the Kedusha back to the Mensch. From the Koyach of the Sreifa, of the Parah, from that comes the Taira. Avada Tachoik. Abulamaisu, we see a Meri de Gezach. In order to take off the Tumah as Hameis, in order to bring the Kedusha back to the Guf, we have to do a Maisa of Hariga also. We have to do a Maisa of Sreifa to a Para. A Parah Aduma. Odoim is always, Esav was Odoim, Adoimi, the Koyach HaTaiva. The Parah Aduma, the Sreifas Parah Aduma, is Merumiz, that's throwing Memayit, the Gashmi, the Koyach HaGashmi, from there comes the Koach HaRuchni. And this could be what the Torah tells us in this parasha, Zoyis HaTorah Odom Ki Yomis Ba'oyel. That forget. When a person is talking, Meimis Atzma Al Divrei Torah, Meimis, the Kavona is to Maya to Gashmi, to Mistapik B'muot, to sustain himself on just a little bit of what he needs. From there, as a person zoichot to the koyach haruchni, to the koyach of godless. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim, the kiyam haTorah, aber misha meimis atzmo yaleho. Meimis is the person is totally involved. He destroys, or he gets rid of, all his dvarim hachitzoinim. There's one thing that's left in his life, that's the koyach haTorah. And with all the difficulties, with all the giving up of what's important in him in life, to that is zoychot mikayim de Torah, that has a kiyum by him, it remains by him, it stays by him. That's the main mitzatzma of divrei Torah. They say about Rav Shach, that's all. Everybody knows how he ran away when he was a little kid. He went away when he was a little kid to learn Torah from his house. And the matzav of Gashmi was so little. Rav Shach came to Yeshivas Ponovich at a young age. He was part of the kibbutz over there. There were people that were much more old than him. Therefore, he did not get the chalukah of the tesfav rubel that was given out every week. How he sustained himself, he got eating of teg, he ate some one day a week, every day he ate by a different family, or every week. He had to look for different aniyim to be sustained by. Over the Maisa, what did he get already? One piece of bread with a kois chalav. On Shabbos, he got a little bit more. It brings a story over here that once it was Chal, the Tzoyim Tisha B'Av, on Yom Rishon. Sunday was Tisha B'Av, and the Maisa, he was only had one meal for the whole Shabbos. Just the morning meal. So the Shlishis, he didn't even have a place that he wasn't invited out. No invitations. Bekitza, he knew that, Shal Shur is the last meal, even though we're not noyig all the dinim, like a Surah Mavsekes, but the person's supposed to, not even eat meat, says, of the Maisa, a person knows if they're going to get his strength, what could he do? He wasn't invited. So he knew that his last meal was going to be Shabbos day in the morning. That's going to keep him going not only the whole day but even for the fast. But to that thing, that Shabbos day, he was a little surprised when all was given out with a little bit of beets and a pickle. Shaila, how it was pickled, ayin the Shia, the Shaila Shabbos. But it was a pickle. Asher gam l'tamo hayatam shel tisha yomim. Even the taste of that pickle had the taste of the 9 days in it. It wasn't a recent pickle. It was an old pickle. After they finished the meal, the Pshach didn't feel so good from the pickle. The Maisa, he had tremendous pains, and after a little while, he threw up everything from the Suda. And with all that hachone, he was nichlas into the sphere of the Shivas Hayomim. What clothing did he have? One baguette, one pair of pants. And those baguette, those pair of pants, obviously wear it. You try it one time. If you change your shirt by the afternoon, it's a little bit getting uncomfortable. You only changed your shirt 2 hours ago. His seventh shirt, he's going on for the day already. It's only in the middle of second Seder. He's on his seventh, it's a little bit hot over here. The air conditioning. He's sweating a little bit, so he has to change his shirt 7 times today. If Shach had one baguette, one shirt, one pair of pants. And obviously, after wearing it for a long time, they also start to tear and to tatter. And the Maisa, it looked a little bit worn out, as you can imagine. And his shoes did not grow with his foot. And the Meila, the shoe that was bought for him 2 years ago, had to be sustain him during that time. In that matzav, with the tattered clothes, with the no shoes, the Shach became of Shach. The Toyuch the matzav of Meimis Atzmoy. The Toyuch the matzav that he had nothing, Ba'olam Hazeh. From that matzav came the Kedusha of Shach. Rav Shach remembers sitting for days and days in an Oitzes Svarim and working, and he even said at that time he wrote in Marechas, Anara Basula, and Sugis of Ksuvis, the fourth Perek, with the Rambams. Days and days, he said, it got to a matzah that his beard wasn't washed for so many days, it stuck to one another, it was like hard as a rock, his beard. Mamish. And his hair was growing, he looked like he came out of the jungles. He said there was no chance to get out. It was during the wartime. He wasn't able to go to leave the Eitzes farm or the Eitzes Nashim of the shul. But he sat and he learned, Basmada, Mituch the Yisurim, Mituch the loneliness of the home, Mituch the Chayser Kol, Mamish the Matzav of Meimis. Or from them, Matzav of Meimis, the Torah HaKadosh says, comes Chiyus. From that, destroying, breaking the Koyach HaGashmi, from there comes the Koyach HaRuchni. But it's more tea for the voice. The Gemara is Zokt in Yuma, the Flamin Hay. The Gemara is Zokt in Yuma, Lamin Hay. And Mary the Gemara. The Gemara says that Lossit Lavoi, people are going to come. So the Gemara, people are going to come. Says the Gemara, and there's going to be a taina, Ani va'oshir v'rasha. The Ani, the Oshir, and the Rasha. They're going to come to Din, boy in the Din. La'ani oimim loy. To the Ani they say, if they molo esakti b'toira, why weren't you oishir b'toira? In my ma'ani, I used to have a b'mezon oisai. I was an Ani, what could I do? I'm torrid. Okay, I'm so, it's so spare to make a parnosa. Parnusa. I'm a lakum Ani, ha'isa yosemi Hillel. Were you west than Hillel? Umro of al Hillel azokin, shebekol yoim v'yoim ha'yoisa. Mishtaka b'trepik. He was mishtaka every day with just one trepik. That's all. Chetzav ha'inosh l'shem beis ha'medrish. At that time, they didn't pay you to come to beis ha'medrish. No mitzah. 500 shekel if you wake up in the morning, you open your eyes, you don't have to come to shower, just get those eyeballs open. 500 shekel, new mitzah, if you get the eyeballs open. Then if you make it up the steps, you willy your way up, 700 shekel. And if you actually open the Gemara, mamish, into the top phase, where they have the, you know, all the people, they tell you who's on that, you already get almost 1,000 shekel today. But those times, the Hillel, he had to pay to come into the Beis HaMedrash. Imagine what the base medrash over here would look like, Baruch Hashem. Ah. But anyway, you would have to pay a traffic to come in. It's chetzav, you know, it's the shoyim based on medrash. You would give to the shoyim chetzav of the parnasi. He sustained himself on one chetzik traffic. And his whole family. Pamachas, lo yimotzo, li shtake. Look to Gimahil, look to Gimahil. One day, Hillel couldn't find, he didn't find any business that day. He wasn't hide. Whatever, each day, he'd make a traffic here, traffic there, taking someone's bags, whatever he would do. If they didn't find, they didn't find anybody. Zokti Gimore. He came anyway. He wanted to learn. He wasn't part of it. They didn't let him in. Because of Nitla, the Yosha Piaruba. He went up to the sunroof and he stayed over there. To hear the words of Hashem, if Yishmaya Vavkalyo and the Helik Rabbein. Amr Oysa Yoim Em Shabbos Yoim Tkufas Tavis. It was the middle of the winter, Abayisad. There wasn't such good conditions on the top of the roof over there. It was Teves, it was Erev Shabbos, the Yorel of Sheleg Min HaShemayim. And Sheleg came down from Shemayim. Kisha'ol Umur HaShachar, they came in for Shachris. Omlo Shmayel Avtalion, Tana, b'chol yom ha'bayis meir, ha'yom ofel. Come to the Beis Medrash, it's usually very light. Today is a very dark day. Maybe it's the weather. Shem yom me'unan hu. Yitzini einayim, they look up to the roof. See what Boi Saif Tamar, the Gazaf of this story. They didn't all day when they're learning look around to the roof, right? What they're doing. It happened to be today, they have to look up to the roof. Otherwise, they would have noticed him, right? Was we would have noticed him in 5 minutes. Huh? You know, you come to Shia one day, there's a guy in the other room, you know, he's there, you know, he's fixing something, you know, you can feel he keep the oil going. Here, they didn't look every day at the roof to see maybe there's a new dot on the roof today. Last night I counted 7,237 dots on the Yeshiva roof. Maybe there's a new dot today. No, they didn't count any dots. Counted dots, connected dots. But today they saw it was dark, so something's going wrong, so then they looked. They saw the Mus Adam over there. What's going on? Is somebody hanging on the roof? Olu, they went up to the top of Motul of Roim Shloish Amos Sheleg. Three Amos of Sheleg above him, on him, Rabbi Yisrael. Parkur, Rechitzu, Vesichu, Voshivu, Kenegan Amadurim, the Sakona Pash, Vladu. Omru Alov, Omru, Ra'u Yisrael, Hillel, Ra'u Yisrael, Chalas HaShabbos. This was the mighty with Hillel, Rabbi Yisrael. The Ani has no excuse. Zogti Chazal, Osher, Oim Lom Nei Moi Lo Esakti V'Toyro. The Osher, they say, why weren't you Osher V'Toyro? Mama Osher Ha'isi, V'Toyro Ha'isi V'Nechzai. I have too much Nechazit, too many cars. I spend all day thinking which car I shouldn't drive in. Oim Lo Klum, Osher Ha'isi Yosem, Rabbi Lezer. He had, Nechol Aviv Elif Ayorois. His father left him over. 1,000 cities be Abosha. 1,000 cities be Yom. And L'maisa, he would take and go from ear to ear to my Torah. The kid, so Russia comes, he says, Malay sacked the Torah. So he says, no, you see, I was very, very handsome. The Torah be Yitzri, what could I do? My Yitzri was banging away over there. Klum, no, you see me Yosef. Umro, love Yosef, a tzaddik, ish potifa. And yet, he kept ligging in Torah. Chayes, we let us ask on this Gemara, what's the comparison? How can we, what's going on here? Zokter, Klum HaYisa, what's Pshat? Hillel is Mechayev HaSaniyim, says the Gemara comes out. From here we learn out. It's a Hillel Mechayev HaSaniyim. Rabbi Lezer Bar Chas Mechayev HaSashirim. Yoyis Mechayev HaSashoyim. Everybody's Mechayev, a different type of Nisayin. I'm afraid of Chayes, we let us, I don't understand. These were great people. How can the Mechayev this Ani and this Oshir? They were Taka Meredik. The Territory says, if a person understands that Kiev Chayeno, this is Chayim, this is oxygen, does there, then there's no Territory. There's no Territory that you turn to this and turn to that. That's uncommon that a person feels that it's an extra in life, that it's something else in life. But if a person realizes that it's your essence, it's your mitzios, it's your mahos, it's Torah. So there's nothing that can distract you, nothing that should distract you, nothing that should stop you from steiging in Torah, from being omel b'Torah. Und das Paskin der Rambam, mit Perek Al Mihilos Talmud Torah Paskins, kol ish mi Yisrael chayev b'Talmud Torah. Everybody's chayiv is no issue. Bein Oni, bein Asher, bein Sholim, bein Guf, bein Ba Yisurim, bein Bochor, bein Shoyin Yizokin, Golo, Shetosh, Shkoycho. Afilo Oni, everybody's chayiv about Yisurim, about Mamish, a person life, not a Sholim, bein Gufay. And he brings the Mekorah, Lecha Mishra brings from Agamara. But Agamara doesn't bring, where's the Ram Ger, Afilo Ba Yisurim, Shtet Nish in the Gemara, anything about Yisurim. Said an Ani, maybe means that's together, but he said Ani. I feel Ani and Mechazah al Pesah, he said Ben Ani Miyosha. Mashma bin Sholem Beguvi bin Mbal Yisurim is also Chiv. From this Gemara, also, Chazal learned out also, that even about Yisurim, but the Gemara learned, Kamer Chachomim, Zokti Vizkesa Mishnah Makar, Shoye Choylem, Vaniyim, they were Mamish Choylem, Reb Shimon, he learned to the Gemara in Bar Metzia, Abchina ben Doisa, Mamish had nothing. They were Aniyim, and they were Yisurim. And they were Oisi B'Torah. over the same Yisroidi as Lechor Tepela. Why should a Baal Yisroim be Chayev in Talmud Torah? Hello, call mitzvah Shebet Torah. A person who's an onus. He's difficult to him. He's put him in a mitzvah. Here it says, not only you get tzchar, of a Chayev in Talmud Torah, said the Rambam. And the Teretz is that in all mitzvahs avails the Torah of onus. But Torah is kihem chayeinu. It's your oxygen. What? Because you have Yisroel, you're not going to breathe. Because you have Yisroel, you're not going to function, you're not going to eat. How are you going to eat? You have to live. Therefore, the Torah is mechayev Talmud Torah in every matzav. In kol matzav sheba'olam, bein ani, bein asher, bein chai, without Yisroel, bein Yisroel, Yisroel, a person has to be under the feeling that he knows that only with Torah I can live. Without Torah, I'm like a dead person. But it's much more. It's not only that a person has to live with that understanding, because that's the Metzius. Torah is Mechayeh the Guf HaAdam. Torah is Mechayeh him. Is that a person has to realize that from that goes going to come as Emes Achiyus. From that, being maimis. From that, as we said before, giving up in life. From there is going to come his Etzem Chiyus. His enjoyment. His real feeling of life is going to come for those moments that his maimis Atzma Al Divitayu. And this, I believe, is another connection that Gemara. Mechayev, Mechayev, Mechayev. Avada the Mechayev. Or the B'shat is. They're going to teach us a lesson in life. A lesson to every one of us. That through the difficulties, and because of the difficulties, they became the great people they were. The Gdoilim through their Yisurim, through the difficulties in life, the Shverkai, and because it was so difficult, Faket, the pushing through, the working through the difficult times, this Matzom of when a person feels he has nothing in life, there is where the Torah comes in. That's its Eitz Chaim Hi Lamachzikim Bo. The Eitz Chaim Hi, the stick, as Rav Chaim Voloshin says in the Mishnayos, like the guy who's flowing down the river, he's aiming to drown, and he sticks out, and one log is there that saves him from death to life. That's the Eitz Chaim Hi Lamachzikim Bo. That's the Torah HaKdoshah. Then the Matzav of Memis, and the Matzav of Misa Mamish, there is where he finds his source, his life. And this is what kept the Gdolim going. All through the Shverkeit, the difficulties, the Nisyonis, every type of matzav, they stayed with the Torah. They remained chai, they remained mamish tovut to Torah HaKdoshah. There's a famous letter from Mrs. Alan Meltzer. I mean, he writes in his Akdoma to his Sefer, Evin Ezel, which came out in Sefer Kodshim. And he wrote it at a very, very interesting time in life. It was at a time that it was World War II. And it was very known to everybody the tremendous atrocities that were taking place in Germany and all over the world. And all over the world was the Muhammad. But in Germany and then here in Europe, all the terrible Mises, Amishunas, Rahmans that were taking place. And when he writes in his beginning, he this was finished, he said, in the time of the burning fire that was taking place in Europe. And that Eish was sholat in Klal Yisrael, all the Rabbanim. Ve'ato, says Rav Chaim, says Rav Yisrael Zalman, is Akdoma, who im ke'eis kazois. Can I send to Rabbonim a sefer on Kochim that's answering Shmei Rambams at such a time when Rabbonim have lost their kehillahs, their families? I'm sending these Rabbonim sefer that I just produced and I worked on at this time of World War II when people are dying. Rabbi Yehuda burnt alive. Ach be'emes, zog Rabbi Heilig, Rabbi Zalman, ein kan sheilo. Dafke beis an roa zois. Onu tshvichum lischazik v'lim la toiro. V'loi rak v'limuda, gam b'yuna. Not only the learning Torah, but also the ina Torah. Ho'eish g'doylo. Ha'sreifu noiro. U'b'sha'sreifu tshvichum mayim k'day l'chabois. V'in mayim el ha'Torah. Kun fakert. At the time of the sreifu. At the time of the difficulty. At the time of the burn, what's going on in the world? It's burning up. This mach on sakon is my rice. What should we do? Should we fold up and go home? Says the Mrs. Al Pumfaket. When there's a sreifa, you need water. When there's a sreifa, you need a lot of mayim. Be a mayim el Torah. Torah is the only water. And that's going to able to. He brings on this a ma'isa gemara. Tahu plumosa, the osel plumbedisa. There was a certain type of gdud, a Torah army that came to the town of Pumbedisa. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef heard of the danger that was at stake of this army that came to town. Pogu Rabzeira met up with them. Amalu Arukai. Kazai Sha'omu Mokum Mora. Arukai, you're running away. Kazayah Sha'om B'mokum Mora, the Din Kazayah that they said is B'mokum Mora in the place of the Gaul. It was Halacha and Hilchos Chulin in Halacha and Hilchos of Behemoth. And there he told them Halacha. So Abzeir was up to Mrs. Zahn was giving them a shot, they're running away. They're running away because they were afraid for their lives of being Rosh Yeshivas. They were attacked them first. And yet, what did Rav Zera leave them with? Alam de Shesugya. He told them, Alocha, this is going to escort. This is going to be the thing that's going to help you to withstand your difficult times. It's Dav Kaduch the Torah that gives the sustenance in the Shverkheit. That's what he was teaching them. That's what Mrs. Zalman said. It's not just the Chiyu of Rabbi Yisai. They realized that's why it's Mechayev. I'm saying another connection to Mechayev, because it's the sustenance, but it's also our Hagana. It's the thing that's going to, in the difficult times, because of the tears, the Torah is the thing that's going to help you withstand the Nisayon. It should be Pumfaket when I'm in the Torah of the Nisayon, when it's the difficult times. It's not a time now to Yashu B'Toyro, or because it's Pumfaket. Because you're living in the Torah, that's going to help you withstand the Nisayon. It's for the Torah Alei that you're going to get the strength to handle the Nisayon. And that's the Yisoid of that Tzloch, what Rabbi Zalman was saying, and that's the Yisoid of Kupi Mechayiv. Why it's Mechayiv? Because the person has to fashtain that only Duch the Torah, he's going to be able to withstand with temptations of the Olam. And only Duch the Torah, he's going to be able to sustain his goof and be able to last through all the difficult moments in life. But this is the Yisoid of Yisai. It's so important for us to realize it. There's difficult Tzaitin in Yeshiva. There's difficult times. The kind of times of the end of this man. When B'derech HaPresent feels, most guys are going home. I should be in the mountains already, under some tree, in a hammock, drinking a pina colada, and enjoying the fresh air blowing both ways while I swing in my hammock, seeing a nice niggin from Shlomo Karlebach. And that's where I should be right now. And the base measures is emptying out. And it's takadim more difficult. It's much harder to learn. It's hot. It's Yisurin. Amal Maisa, the service of Torah, a person has to realize there's no moment in a person's life when he's part of Talmud Torah. Every stage of a person's life is Chayes Chayev and Talmud Torah. Hain because it's Tzichios, and Hain because through the Torah, that's going to help him withstand. That's going to give him the energy and the oxygen to be Misgaber in life.
or what he needs to accomplish. And when it's taka, the most difficult times, when it's bitoch the Yisurim, this is the opportunity. It's taka difficult. It's taka much harder to learn. It's the end of this man. You're not so in the mood to learn Iya now. Just get out that art school and fly. Don't stop me. I'm heading for that tiyum. Finish it off quickly. Don't spend the time to be amal. But a person has to realize that Torah is not nikdis that way. Torah is only nikdis a person's maimis. Maimis means, as we learned, to maimis the ritzoinis, the most important things in life, he throws out, he pushes aside. His whole life he gives for Torah. And the most difficult thing, when it's mamish matrid on his rosh, he has problems in life, he puts his head into Torah. And that itself is difficult for him to spend time focusing, but that itself, he's maimis. And he puts aside leagues in Torah. There is where he's going to find the key of my Torah. It's pumfaket. You would think from the total relaxation, the easy. No, but tafka, we talk the shverkai. Tafka because the hard work. Tafka when a person's name is atzmoy. And then he feels the key of my Torah. Then he feels the enjoyment of Torah. The Chazanish used to say that in order to taste the sweetness of Torah, a person has to mamish harva, omer of a choice, hours on hours with tzufis. And at the talk at the beginning, it's bitter, and you don't like it. It's so bitter, it's difficult to go over the Gemara Nachamol, to think through it Nachamol. What's the jandik choice? It's not enjoyable. I just like to hear. Tell me what it says. Tell me svaris. Tell me rishonim what they say. I'll write it down, Rebbe, and I'll chazer it from my piece of paper. But to be able to sit over it again and go over it again and again, slowly but surely, the first time it's bitter, it's schwer, it's not enjoyable, it's not tasty. A person has to realize, the Chazanish says, you do that for tzifus for a while, eventually the Torah will be mikdis by you. Eventually it'll become something that's so sweet. But in order to appreciate it, and that's what I believe the Pshemes of Pshat, Rabbi Yisai. The Gemara says in Brachos Daf Hey, Shnei Shadvarim, Niknis, Eim B'Yisurim, to Eretz Yisrael, Oilam Haben Torah. Why Davke B'Yisurim, Rabbi Yisai? Why does Torah have to come Dachto Nor Yisurim, difficulty, Shverkeit, non-enjoying in the beginning, it's not so geschmack. It's difficult language. It's difficult to think it through. There's so many disturbances. Eretz Yisrael, why does it have to come Dafka through Yisurim? Oilam Habo. The Teretz is something that comes through Yisurim. Something that a person had to go through Shverkeitin. He had such a difficult with it. The enjoyment, the pleasure afterwards when he reaches it is Lein L'Shai V'Yein L'Tayer. And that's Be'emes that Ramchal writes. Why, the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into this world, why he put us here in the first place? We could have just been Nana and be put into Olam Haba and just be sitting there like the Marsh of Laman Zion and Sanhedrin, that at the beginning Adam Rishon was there and the Malachim was soiled like Basar. Adam, what will it be tonight? Spare ribs? Or steak? What do you like? Gabriel, turn it up a little bit. He likes it well done. Adam likes it well done. Eve will have medium and rare. What about Kai the Hevel? How the hamburgers cooking? Don't forget the fries. Adam loves fries with his spare ribs. So my boss announced before Shigemara. That was the matzav. Oh, but he was putting Gan Eden of the Lashomer also state. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into this world. He could have put us in Olam Haba, we could have sat there being Nana, pina coladas all day on that hammock that we spoke about at the beginning of the Shmooz. We could have been sitting there, mamish, enjoying life with your swimming pool, out in the swimming pool in your backyard, drinking your mamish with a straw, a nice soda with cream on top, a cream soda, and mamish and that lounge chair tanning away with your tanned machine, mamish, And that could have been Oilam Abara, boy, say. We could have, why did we put it into this world? Dr. Ramchal. Dr. Ramchal, the famous Ramchal, because of, we didn't want, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want us to feel Nahama Dikisufa. We don't want to feel, he wanted us to have the greatest possible enjoyment on Oilam Abara. Something that a person didn't work for, just sits there and gets reward. He enjoys a while, but it doesn't feel it's his. Other rights of the Kav Shalom Yitishu Kav Shachavei, but something that he worked, something that he pushed, something that he earned, something that because it was difficult he overcame it. There's where leaked the enjoyment, not just the enjoyment. Ah, what a pleasure there is. So the Chaznish, that's what a Melech Batoira is. That's what Memes Atzma Adivei Toira is. That a person hervis and he's Memes. He kills those feelings. The feelings of, oh, come on, get out of this measure already. You've been sitting here already for 3 minutes. Why are you working so hard already? Get out of there already. Everybody's outside. Everybody's enjoying this Benazman already. What are you doing cooped up in this room? What are you doing listening to these schmoozing? Get out already. Freedom. It's Benazman. What are you doing here? And yet he sits and he goes, Nochamo. And Dr. Chazanesh, he says, Nochamo. And he says, Nochamo. And Nochamo, and Nochamo, and Nochamo. He goes over the piece until it becomes move on in his rosh, and it rolls around his rosh, and he's thinking about it, and he's living it, and slowly the Torah comes out, and then he comes up, and he says, Rebbe, what's pshat in this word over here? L'chor, l'fi, the other part of the Maimra, it doesn't make sense. And l'fi, what Rashi says, and then the Rebbe thinks, and Rebbe says, that's Rebbe Kiva Eges Rashi. That's the player she was telling you, hit it. What a feeling of a joy, the pleasure of after working through it, of after thinking through it, of after herving and breaking those ritzonos, being mamis atzmo yaleah. What a feeling of hana! What a kiyum that it has by him. There's no greater feeling in the world, of Isaiah. Try it. Does the pshat in the midrash say, "Yeah, very good, Rabbi. You did it. You're successful." But I test anybody to try it. It's not my test. So the first mission of this. So the Mishnah, Perkvav Mishnah Dalit, says the Mishnah, Pas Banav Toichal, Umayim by Mesuri Tishte, Be Mamis Atzmo, a drink in Hanor from Oyam Azet just a little bit. V'chai Yitza Tichye, a difficult life, Yisurim, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the boy I read it tonight was in this spoil, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, people don't realize that these gedolim, how much pains, and how much they had yisurim, and they went through their learning, they didn't stop. From his young years, is what he brings in the Sefer Moich Malev. He was lokoi b'shmiya. He had very difficult in hearing, and as the years went on, he lost his hearing in one ear. The second ear was very, very weak. He needed a hearing aid also. And Lamaish with that hearing aid all the time, there was noises in his ear, and with Mamish like Mamish buzzing away all day and all night. It wasn't like today's hearing aids, you know, they were more sophisticated. Those hearing aids, Mamish left the buzz in his ear the whole time. Until his head started to shake, Mamish, he had this like banging going on in his head the whole time. His heart became weak, his lachatz dam went up, and then he came to a matzav that his whole voice and his mouth had a stroke. And it was hard for him to talk until it's the Sof Yomim. But Lamaisa, with all these Yisurim, day and night, the hearing problems, he never stopped. His whole head was Ma'amish, the Divrei Torah. Ma'amish, back and forth. The kids are... Reb Chaim never stopped. The Yisurim were Noiroim, Noiroim. But all the Gedoyim that way. A lot of Gedoyim, they suffered their whole lives with Kiva Eger. He brings down also over here. People think, they had a good Kiva Eger, the way of the Yisurim. From a little child, he had Yisurim called Gufay. Till the last of his days, he managed to suffer from tremendous Yisurim. One time, the Chassam Sofer got up in the Shir, and he said, he said he has pains in his heart. He can't take it. I say, Vitoru Shore Bitsar. He was a Shver, son, his father-in-law, Reb Kiva Eger. How much sorrow he has, but he never stopped. Rabbi Yisrael, the Torah of the Yisurim. What's our Yisurim, Rabbi Yisrael? Chas v'Shalom, we shouldn't have any Yisurim. But there are difficulties, but the main difficulty is just sitting yourself down for a few minutes and paying attention and concentrating and focusing. Those are our biggest yisurim. Is a maizah. From those yisurim come the simchas achayim.
How are they able to withstand it? The teretzis of this yisurim, from the Torah itself. The simcha that they had when after working at something for a little while they came to an understanding of Torah. Hashem was megala einayim. There came a simcha tzuma shein kamoyu. And that's why I said, the Mishnah says, you live this type of lifestyle. Pas b'melech, this Mishnah is, that I'm talking to us, it's MS. Pas b'melech toichal, ma'am b'sura tishte, fela oretz tisha, b'chay tzad tichye. What comes next? Uva toira to omel. Come on, how's that shayich? You talk the whole thing, what's going on? He has pas b'melech, he's eating very, very little. Umayim b'mesura tishte, fela oretz tisha, he's sleeping on the floor. Not in a pashtuputic matrix, 7 feet high. Please be arranged for me. My son, you have an application, needs a special mattress. 7 feet thick. You come into some rooms, mamish, you need a ladder to get into bed. The mattress is so thick. There's a special ladder by the bed. And you plunge down and you sink into that bed. Mamish, you sink in. Ala'oretz tishon. V'chayitz ha'atich yadav yisurim. V'toy ha'yisurim. Ova toyra ato omer. So as the Mishnah, Ashrecha v'oilam hazeh, v'toy v'lach v'oilam haba. I understand toy v'lach v'oilam haba, Rabbi Yisrael. That makes sense. You can have the greatest oilam haba, avada, the Gemara says in Brachis, that all what the Nevi'im were misnabeth, whatever they talked about, the great schar, that's going to be, that's for some astama person. Or for a Talmud Chacham. I am a Ross, so there's no way to describe the Ha'olam Haba of a Talmud Chacham, a person that's Oisi B'Toyer Talmud. But there's one other part of the Mishnah that we have to understand. So if the Mishnah Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh, this is a Pella. What do you mean Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh? How is it Shaykh? He's Ashrecha. What do you mean? Isn't the boss have Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh? He's living with 44 swimming pools, 27 tennis courts. I'm quoting the list of Pesach at the list of the advertisement for Pesach in Spain in the famous hotel. 27 tennis courts, a jacuzzi in every room, 17 meals a day, everything on the list. Remember on the bottom, in like 10 little letters, we could barely see them with a microscope, Daf Yomi Shir will be given. You can see it with the microscope. It's written with a star asterisk. That's only if the rabbi makes it to the Shir. Due to his excessive eating, he might sleep a lot. A little asterisk by the Daf Yomi Shir. Who's the Ashrecha? These people look like they're enjoying themselves. Come on. Another bagel. Pass it down. None more bagel. Come on. There he is with the labs in the swimming pool. Sitting there by the swimming pool with his arms over the swimming dock. We're just giving a little schmack. You know, we can't go to the pools. We'll just give a little, you know, we'll enjoy it a little bit from the outside. Sitting there after he did a few laps. And he looked like he's having a good time. He for sure looks like he's having a great time. Oh, but the Torah says, Ashrecha v'oilam hazeh. Oh, v'chayet tzatichya, l'choyret stover v'pella. How could you, what's the pshat of this? It's very nice. Tell it, give a shmooze about it, but how could it be true? It says, Rabbi Lechzeel Yolofian, we're missing one chayek of the Mishnah left out. Moshe l'mo adov edoyma. So you come to you meet, all of a sudden you travel to Alaska and you want to visit, you know, you want to go on your vacation, Ben Hazmanim. You can't just go, you know, drive around the block. You did that last Ben Hazmanim 750 times around the block. You drive backwards around the block. You can drive backwards, right? Like the Vilna going knew the whole Torah Kula Babish. You know how to drive around the block backwards. You can do it backwards, forwards, sideways, through the guy's living room, not through the guy's living room.
He could drive all around town. And this year we got to do something. Come on, guys, we got to do something interesting. They're traveling out to Alaska. Alaska, but not just going to Alaska, going to the North Pole. An expenditure to the North Pole. Bring your cameras. The Pshi is taking us for the Chizuk trip. We want to get Chizuk. So Maisa, they go out, we're going to all sleep in a nice igloo. Ve'ez Hashem. A special cholent they have. It's called the ice cholent. So anyway, they come out to the Eskimos. And there they are, and the Eskimo try to get somebody who speaks a little English there. He hasn't seen anything in America. All he eats all day is ice. Ice and a little bit of water. They have some bread. And they're living out there, the Eskimos. And you get to talk. Machuki, the local Eskimo, he speaks. He's been sitting there with Shmuel. He's doing his seed program, trying to become this Machuki seed program in that igloo. Just imagine the picture by the fire in the igloo. They're sitting around learning Tanya. And there he is, Machuki says, he starts to describe, you know, says Shmuel, last week I was just back in America, in my hometown. I miss it a little bit. He says, Machuki, what's going on? What do you miss? Well, one thing I miss, you know, Ben Azmanim, we go to Eretz Yisrael, we don't have it. What is it? What is it? Says Machuki. Well, you ever heard of Baskin-Robbins? No, we don't have that up here in the North Pole. No Baskin-Robbins. 721 flavors. Ketchup, pizza, banana split. It just came out with, you know what it tastes like? The ketchup. I don't know what you're talking about. You never ate an ice cream? You have so much ice here. You never ate an ice cream cone? Well, let me describe it to you. It goes to describe with the ice cream cone and the ice cream and the cone together, and then you bite it in. Two brachas, one bracha. Okay, that's a shaila, but the maisa, you eat the ice cream and you lick it up first. First you lick it, and then you bite into it. And then you get to the last drop with the last lick of the melted ice cream with the cone. Ah, to finish that off, that's mamish oilam haba. So he says, very nice, it sounds good. But I don't know, you know, I can't enjoy it as much as you do. Says Rabbi Elio Lopian, that's a matter oisike. You can describe it all you want, but till you've tasted it, you'll never have that Ashrecha Ba'olam Hazeh. A person can sit in yeshiva years, and have never tasted the Ashrecha. To learn, as the Chazon Ish says, B'Ritzifus, without helps, without breaks, without speaking, and without talking about this and about that, without getting up, just sitting there for kind of a time of Ritzifus for a certain amount of time. He speaks about 6 hours, Rabbi Sai. And we'll try for 6 minutes, maybe. But 6 hours, he speaks about it. Learning with his phylus. Time for 1 hour without Ritzifus. And thinking and hurving until... And then all of a sudden the pshat flies into your head. The Mitzia flies in! What do you feel at that moment? There's nothing in Olam Hazeh that can come to it. The Ashrecha b'Olam Hazeh that the Mishnah talks about. Im ata oisek kein, says the Mishnah. You gotta try it. You gotta taste the ice cream cone, Machuchi. You can't just describe it. Baskin Robbins, coffee mint ice cream. You can't know what it is until you tried it. Lahavdil, im ata oisek kein. If you describe, if you can talk about till tomorrow, till you turn blue, chizik shmuzin, chizik trips, white water rafting, everything. But at the end of the day, if you're not oisekein, if you talk of maimis atzma adivei toira, sabhas mamelech, I'm not saying we have to come to that matrega, but a person sometimes rave, he's hungry, they didn't have what he wanted for lunch today. So, no problem, I have my mom's credit card. No problem. Where do you want to go tonight? Which meal? One brother says he doesn't know what the dining room looks like. You don't know, he came into the building, he has 2 years. A new brother came in, he says, where's the lunchroom? He said, I don't know, we had one. The lunchroom? Oh, it's up there. You know where Shefa is? There's two lunchrooms over there, the Milchiks and the Fleishiks. That's all he knows about. It's too difficult to eat the chicken at yeshiva. Okay? The Eitzes, Rabbi said, Baruch Hashem, two Bochum came, Messias Nefesh, to go now make hamburgers and franks. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, I remember when we came to Yeshiva, what do we have for breakfast? A stick of margarine. Came down to the lunchroom, a stick of margarine. A few vegetables on the table. That was it. Once in a while, we were lucky. Rosh Chodesh. Oh, wow. We had some shalva. Not sweet cereal. Shalva tastes like, you ever taste cardboard, Rabbi Sai? Well, cardboard's better. And I don't want to describe, Rabbi Sai, the Beis HaKisei. Sandpaper! Mama's sandpaper! They used to get it from the guy who works with, what's it called? The guy who, the carpenters. He had left over, he used to send them in. Sandpaper! I'll never forget a mice of my Shahari, the guys of the Shiva, there was an Israeli bacha that came up. They had vegetables, of course, but I can't tell you, the Shiva did not talk, they didn't give you the most choicest vegetables. If you ever go to the fruit stands in Eretz Yisrael, they have the class A vegetables, the class B vegetables, and the back they have the class C vegetables. They usually send them out to the kibbutz. You know who gets it. No. Chassidus Rachmanis, there are poor people also, they claim on the bottom of the class B vegetables. So this guy came one day down, he saw the vegetables, he took up the plate to the Reshiva. And he slammed it down the desk. I was in the room, I saw the Reshiva's godless. He said, that if they wouldn't even serve this in the zoo. They wouldn't serve these vegetables. He slammed down the Reshiva, they wouldn't serve this in the zoo. And he got very upset, and the Reshiva was trying to calm him down. I thought it was a Shukha Chutzpah, he could have given up. But he was very adamant. And that's what we ate, Rabbi Yosef, for breakfast. The same stick of margarine. I'll never forget that stick of margarine. 21 years straight, that same stick. He came down, no one touched it, but they were still putting it in that dish. It turned green, blue, and red. And there was that stick of margarine. Put it out again. The guy said, come on, no one eats the margarine already. Stop putting it out. Over your design. Slap it down and slap it into the bowl. We put it in the kitchen again. Slap it down for breakfast again. There it is. That stick of margarine, the Guinness Book of World Records, the longest stick to ever remain alive in the history of life. And Bachim today complain. Chicken, again, how many times do you have a piece of chicken? Maybe once a month, maybe once a week also. A piece of chicken, a piece of schnitzel, who's to talk about schnitzel? Shapa, Berekas again. Cut it this way, cut it that way, who cares? That wasn't the interest. It was just, you ate your supper, you ate what you had, and you ran up. Oh, come on, Rabbi. How could I live? How can I enjoy? How could I learn? I'm not talking about Gashmias. You think I'm a Baltaiva? Yeah. But you think I'm a Baltaiva? Yeah. No, I mean, really, I'm not a Baltaiva. I want to learn. I need my koiches. Okay. You need your koiches? Gvaldik. Gvaldik, need a kochus. Take a little bit, drink a little bit, eat a little piece of bread. Run up and say, throw yourself into learning. And tell me if you do with the eights of a chazdish and you didn't enjoy it at the end of the day. The Menachem Petrovitz was in Shanghai and had a shayla. He had a chumrah that got to be eating. For 3 days he didn't go to eat. They asked him, how do you survive, Menachem? And Menachem, I survived. How did I survive? I survived on the Rashba. I can learn the Rashba and I heard it at the Rashba, and that sustained me. That's how Torah is in the sky, everybody said. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave them mon. He gave them mon. What was the mon already? It was just to sustain them. They got to such a level that they started to complain about every day. What was the Kodesh? Why did Hashem give it to them? Says the Medrash, you eat a little bit of mon, you're satisfied, and all night there'll be a midbar, and there'll be Torah, have nothing to do. Nothing but to sit and learn Torah. And from that they're going to get their chiyas. From that the Torah is being nivla b'domom. It's going to become, that's the Lashon of Chazal, nivla b'domom. It's going to become absorbed into their blood, into their system. Part of their system is to be Torah, by side. It's going to become part of their essence. That's the tachas of Isa. How many of us can do it, Rabbi Isa? I'm not talking about the Madreis of Chazish, but have we tasted it? Have we tasted the name is Atzmoy? If Chazal say, Ain't the Torah Niknis, Miskayim, Elamisha Namis. If you want to be Zeru the Torah, there has to be some Yisurim. So you didn't have three pieces of chicken today again. You weren't the first one to the lunch table for the 74th time this month.
the first this year, you've been the first one to the lunch table again, you got there first, you got there a little late, you got a small piece of schnitzel. It's vos. At the end of the day, we is going to become your real nourishment for us. This is the hashkofa that we're coming to Yeshiva for, to know. This is what we have to learn as youngsters, that only through the Meimis Atmoi, only through this Tabas Mamuot, only through realizing that killing myself at Toivo is going to be loved by me, I'm going to come to Mamash, enjoy it. It's miskayim by the person. This is what Klal Yisrael understood through the most difficult times. I once told a story, I'm going to end this story, but it's such a beautiful lesson. And this goes into even more important, the Aryan of Chazara, which is another Shmuz and Gansin. How many times we chazer, how many times we go over things. That's the most difficult thing, says the Chazanish, one of the bigger motives. He calls it Torah Lishma, to chazer over something many times, until it's mamish clear in your head. The Derech Klal, the Yetzer, and the Kuf is nisnagging to such a matzav of Chazor to go over and over, till it has clarity 100%, until you know it, until it stays by you, and even after that to go over it again. They say about Avadi Yosef, who has a gavaldic of memory, but he finished when he learned as a bochur by Yosef 60 times the Sefer Gittin in the time he learned in a winter's man. 60 times! Over and over! The Chazon Ish, when he used to learn a Mishnah, and he wants to even get it into his noodle, and he wants to get a clarity in it, he would chaz it over and over, until in his sleep he was saying it, until the people, and he would say it out loud, until the little, all the kids around the area would start saying the Mishnah, Sheish Ma'as B'mikvah, it's a known thing, that all the kids around the Chazon Ish house knew that Mishnah Baal Peh, they heard it so many times. It's like your brother's Bar Mitzvah parasha. Everybody here knows your brother's Bar Mitzvah parasha. Right? May I ever hear? Yeah, you heard it like 100 times. You saw your brother said it. You can lay in the parasha itself. You heard it so many times. And that was the Metzias of the Toilim. Of Chashvash used to chazer something over and over. People think, they were blessed. Their head was like a watermelon. It was so big. The brain, it's much, much bigger. It's not true. Over and over, Nochamol, Ha'isha Nikmiz, and Nochamol, I finished the bag, Nochamol, until it's Mamish Nivla B'Dom, until you can ask him a Kasha Kedushin on the spot. That's Vishinan, Tav Shedivy Termin, because of the Bipicha, Shem Deshach, at the Gam Game. It doesn't mean you're not going to answer it, but don't the Gam Game, say it right away, clearly, you have it on your fingers. It's so clear, it's so butter, that only could be Rabbi Yisai, unless you have a phenomenal automatic, photographic memory, better than Kodak. Mamish. But other than that, if we're not one of those, which is even, like I said, Rabbi Yosef, they think he chazes. But even with that, you chaz hundreds of times until you have it butter. Tell me you're not going to have Simchas Achai, Rabbi Yisai. Tell me you're not going to have Gishmak. You know the daf from so clear. I challenge anybody here that you won't have Gishmak. But I told the story then, such a more powerful message. Now this was ingrained in Klal Yisrael. This Rabbi Shechiel Shapiro one came time came to his class, and he said, "Well, today we're going to do Chazara," and the moan came out. Like I feel every time we have Chazara, the day in between it's Chazara today. There can't be new Mar Makomo today. Where's the new Mar Makomo? Chazara again, going over the Ksois again. It's difficult. Come on, make it easy for us, Rabbi. Chazara again. So he told them a story. It was the time it was the time of the Holocaust, 1942, and they found a piece of paper from that time, because the date was on a piece of the Gemara. The Gemara was a daf at the end of Masechta Nazir, and it obviously was from somebody, one of the people, the inhabitants of the death camps, of the concentration camps. And he, over there, had a piece of paper, was writing something on this daf. And it said, Shmi Yosef Atzoyim. Today, I finished and made a siyum in Masechta Nazir. A beautiful chance, for a celebration. But he writes, he has tsar, he feels bad. And this is what he writes in his note. I feel bad that I wasn't able to chazer it and to learn it in depth and well as I could have. But the matzovim here in the Beis Hatzoyah, in this concentration camp, don't allow me to concentrate as I would want to. I ask mechila from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I ask mechila from the Torah, that I wasn't able to learn you up in such a way that I wanted to learn you up.
Tov signs Yosef Hatzair, 1942, Dachau concentration camp. I don't know which one of the concentration camps it was. Sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to the Torah, I couldn't chazi you the way I wanted to chazi you. Tochel Matzom over here, I wasn't able to accomplish what I wanted to accomplish. And yes, Mechiyas, my very father. What a powerful, powerful thing of this. A boy can imagine sitting there in a concentration camp, emailed to David. It's able to take out a Masechta Nozer, a Shver Masechta, and be able to learn and try to concentrate and to learn even once. That's a difficult thing. But to sit there and to write an apology to the Ibn Shalom, that was too difficult for me to chaza because of the Matzovim, that hits home, Rabbi Yisrael, what Chazor really meant to Klal Yisrael. It's a bizoyan to the Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. It's a bizoyan to the Torah. To not be able to learn it so many times, it could go through it, just turn around pages. So the Helik of Chaim Velozhin, I saw it. If one of the 48 ways to coin the Torah is of the Chaim Velozhin, v'sameach b'chelkoi, should be happy with your lot. Says of Chaim Velozhin, those who are Bali Gaiva, learn Torah quickly and turn pages and go through Torah. They don't understand that to be coin the Torah is not so simple. I just to turn page and learn it up, that's a shot of Gaiva. A person who really understands is happy with everything that he gains, a little bit here, a little bit there, and from that he becomes the Godel. So may I, Bechal, be happy with the amount that you gain if you did it in the right way. Don't worry that you're not learning hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of blood. You'll get there one day. But don't be arts. Don't be a Balgaiva. Don't be so haughty that you who can be kind of so much Torah in one shot. So may I, Bechal, to be happy with each thing that you understand with clarity. I'm not saying Yeshua Vali have to finish and give us an impetus to want to learn more on Chazer. Over the Maisa, from Des Vegan, the person has to know that through the day in, day out of pushing a little bit more today, a little bit more tomorrow, Vaseva Shaltava Bikoina, the Kenyan is what we want, Rabbi Yisrael. The Kenyan Nafshi, that Torah should be nicknamed to us. Those are bizoyant to Torah, Rabbi Yisrael. How many people in life realized that to know Torah was the most important thing, Rabbi Yisrael? There was a year that I'm ending, Rabbi Yisrael, that they told. In those times in Eretz Yisrael, the doctors weren't so sophisticated also, and have the machines that were sophisticated. I should say the doctors, but the machinery wasn't so sophisticated. And it was a year of Yehuda Lemberg that went in to have an operation to check out his eyes. There were terrible pains in his eyes. The kids, he came to the doctor, and the doctor said that we have to perform an operation on the eyes. And it's a suffix. After the operation, if you're able to see again. Obviously, he was devastated by the news. He'd never be able to see again. Obviously, okay, his family was number one, but then he realized what's going to be with his love for Torah. What's going to be with his love for Torah? He didn't know what to do with himself. The kids, he asked the doctor, since the operation might put him turn to give him 6 months, to give him 6 months before to perform the operation. In those 6 months, he took Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Himself debates it and he learned it. But not only did he learn it, he put it to his mind and he mastered it in his memory to know the Gans himself, the Rashana and Beitza, Baal Peh. He went to perform the operation and he had these Mesechtas in his mind. This way he knew two Mesechtas that he didn't have, the Oilam Void. Kitsa, he had the operation and Baruch Hashem, even after the operation, was successful and he was able to see. Baruch Hashem. Many years passed, another 5 years passed from then. He got sick and never he was nifta. And they opened up his zavor and they said he allowed one thing to write on his matzeva. What did they allow to write on his matzeva, Rabbi Yisrael? Bowling balls. They put on his matzeva, no. They put it on his matzeva that I finished. I was able to finish Masechta Roshonah, it's been Masechta Beitza 400 times. 400 times Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Masechta Beitza in the lifetime, boy, in 5 years, Rabbi Yisrael. Avada was a difficult situation for him. Avada had to be Moisei Nefesh about 400 Pomim, Rabbi Yisrael. You can bet that Masechta Beitza and Masechta Rosh Hashanah were waiting to mekabel him when he came to Olam HaEmes, Rabbi Yisrael. That's another shmooze about how the Masechta watches you. Maybe if you see him, we'll speak about it. over the Nakuda to go through something, to know it 400 times. Avada, the difficulty in life presented the solution, presented the opportunity. Avada, the Sayyidah Shadon, the voice that does his name is to be kind of something. You have to put all your koichas 100%. He realized he wasn't able to see again all his koichas, and then he just went, it steamrolled on and on to keep chazing them. But a person has to know, in order to be kind, that there could be nothing else. It's a total name. Times are difficult now, the voice. Times are difficult. The Ramchal wrote. The Ramchal wrote, Amam Shendi, the voice. Don't worry. You'll still be able to have 6 hours of polishing the shoes. The Ramchal writes, Niko Yalkat Yidias Emes. Zeira Sreifa Sifrei HaKodesh. At that time, if I'm in the Ramchal, there's a terrible Zeira burning Sifrei HaKodesh. We don't have to apply it to our times. Rabbi Yisai, you don't go stay, you don't go a movement today without seeing around you, Rabbi Yisai. These setlach, Rachmol, it's not another one, and another one, another guy, and he just thought he sorted this thing yesterday, a new thing comes out. And the Ramchal wrote at those times there was the burning of the Sifrei Torah. Nisrabu HaKitri B'Shamayim HaKama Kiris Yisrael Bo'ovo Shlohi Misu Atzman B'Ereh Shal Torah. Via the burning of the Sifrei Torah. But the burning of our Sifrei Torah, Leibedika, Sifrei Torah, Talmidei Chachamim, women of Talmidei Chachamim, they're burning, they're Yisurim, they're going to Shver Matzavim. What are we doing about it? So to Ramchal, the Gzeira then was, Shaloi, Ahimisu Atzman Be'ohol HaShotoylo, Vayuholchum Achei Taivas HaOylo. There was no other Averis of the Ramchal. There was no other no other things. No Machos Asuris, no Chil Shabbos, no other things. Today, Baruch Hashem, we're getting better Lashon Hara, Baruch Hashem. And it says, Mvalik Azachin, they're going to be Mitzvah Hashem soon. Big rallies. The Lashon Hara rally. And there's Baruch Hashem, the Ach, the Chesed is Meredith in the Veld, Baruch Hashem. And the Kultur is also Gavald. Oh, but how about the matzah of Mamis Atzma Divrei Torah? Tos Dr. Ramchal. It's not the fact people are not learning Torah. It's the Mamis Atzma. What does that mean? People want to have all their Taivas Olam Hazeh together with the learning of Torah. So the Ramchal said, how are we going to misaken this? Said the Ramchal, make a tikkun alidei limud haTorah b'Tzifus. Learning Torah b'Tzifus, a voice said. No stop. One guy, and they did it, the Ramchal organized the kfutza. One guy would learn how many hours he could learn. And then the next guy took over. Lima Torah Sifu Sokhtar Ramchal. That will be the tikkun for all the Xeris. If we have Rahman Sam Xeris, Rabbi Yisrael today. Have Xeris. What are we doing about it? This thing, that Torah. Chayal's Nechtaf. What else you hear on the news today? Ice cream is selling for another price. Nothing thing you heard on the news today. And this, you hear a terrible tragedy in the family here. A tragedy in the family here. What are we doing about it? We go on in life. Vaita. Avada Rav Chaim Kanievsky was told about something. He says, Avada Tefilah is the Yikah. But a person doesn't realize. The person's name is Atzma. Tos has a Gaval de Gekoyach. Tos has a Jemriya de Gekoyach in the Shemayim. His name is Atzma. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Gufa. His Koyachas. His name is Atzma, Rav Chaim. Through all his Koyachas, what's in the Torah? What a Koyach of Bracha he has. What a Koyach of Schuzen that we could all have, Rav Chaim. We should be doing with Tzifus. That's what we should be doing. Hours of Tzifus through the night, if we could. But at least during the storm, Rav Chaim. At these difficult moments, who's keeping the world going? Those guys in the camps. They're doing a wonderful thing. Don't let it get me wrong about the Dome holding them going to camps. But those who are keeping the world going are the Oimle and Oiske Beis HaMedrash, Rabbi Yisai. And don't think the Yivonishim doesn't pay. So the Medrash Yashirim, Elef, L'chosh Loimai, 1,000 times the reward when it's much more harder to learn, Rabbi Yisai, than it's a white elephant sale for those who are learning. But realize your chashivas and realize what you're doing for the world, Rabbi Yisai, at this moment. And realize through the Koch of the Tzifus, of not breaking her. And if I came over this week and they told me he's making a new Kabbalah, he's a learning hours straight for the Tzifus without Hefzik, Rabbi Yisai. Let's try to make similar Kabbalahs. But at least when we're learning, to be Mamis Atzma, that means nothing else around me is going on. Nothing's going on around me. I'm only one thing when I'm learning. I'm made kiilu dead. So they said the Chofetz Chaim to the Moshul about a certain soicher who was getting on in years and he wasn't learning a word. And he wasn't davening and he came to and the Chofetz Chaim says the Moshul about this soicher that he comes home one day, he sees he's getting white and it's coming to the end of his life. Soon he's going to what? He's going to get a Timacheshman. His business is booming. So one day he starts to go to daven and stay daven 2 hours to learn. Gets to the store, waiting in the store, they're waiting, no one shows up, they leave the store. His wife, she comes home, his wife screaming at her, what happened? You lost all your customers today. Where were they? Where were you? I had something, I was honest. It happens the second day. She finally comes to the basement, she's in learning, you idiot, you mishugana. What are you doing? This customer's waiting around the store for you. You're going to lose all your business, okay? You don't want to make it for us, they're going to run, there's so much competition, they're going to run away from us. Dearest Shirley, please let me explain. I'm getting on in years. What would happen if tomorrow I wouldn't wake up? What would you tell the store owners then? What would you tell him? Too bad. He can't sell to you. He's dead. Sorry, no sale today. He's dead. I want you to go home and tell them. So the Moshe was all the time. The store owner could say also, it's 2 hours in the morning, I'm a dead man. So what happens if I come up alive? I'm Tchias Amazing after 2 hours. But for those 2 hours of the day, I'm dead. And so the Chofetz Chaim's Mazba, that's Adam Kiyomas Pa'oyah. During those 2 hours of the day, he's the Matzav, the Dahainu Kabi Oilam Hazer. He's one focus, and one focus alone on the Boisai. And then, the Boisai, you have to realize what the Torah is going to pay you back. I'll guarantee it, I'll rasa on your dotted line. A person's name is Atzmo, total focus. Total amelos of the Gemara Rashi and Tzadik Test. You look it up after this year. Nefesh amol amlaloi. A friend's amol and Torah. Only a Torah. That's his one focus. The Torah goes up and works for him in Shemayim. So it's just Rashi and Sanhedrin Tzadik Test. It goes up to Shemayim and it begs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give. The Torah itself goes up and begs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give. Ritzoynes to Shalibay Avoytzai. Nefesh amol amol atloi. A friend's name is Atzmoy. Nothing else. Then the Torah becomes his friend, his good Yidin, the good friend, and goes to Shemayim Zagrashi and begs him HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give over the secrets of Torah and to give over Schusim Ba'olam HaZeh. Because he's the Koyach of Neim Esatma. We should be Zorichah Ba'ezah Hashem Ba'ezah. So this Koyach, Odom Ki Yomus Ba'oyel, the Koyach of Neim Esatma, as we started off, is matar the mensch, it gives kedusha to the mensch, it changes his mitzios, but also it gives him the chios, it helps him withstand the neshunis hachayim, and through that he's going to have atzlocha by his side. Through all our matzavim in life, if we remain, eitzchayim hi lamachazikim boaz, the Chaim V'lodin says, life is that narrow bridge, is that we're chas v'shom, we're in that flooded river, and we're floating down, cause man don't remain attached to the Eitz Chaim, the Machzikim Bo, the Sumchei HaMu'ushar. But if Chas V'Sholoim, we let go, if Chas V'Sholoim, we don't have a possible for existence, we should be Zorich V'Eiz HaShem, to be Zorich to have Kiyam HaTorah, the Shmak of Torah, through the Mein HaSatzma. Ha'i Deizeh will be Zorich to the Ashrecha Ba'olam HaZeh Ba'Yishem HaYim HaTorah. Remember what he said, don't forget the ice cream cone, don't forget Watuchi the Eskimo, with the ice cream cone and after Oisekei. Come back and tell me if you did enjoy it, Rabbi Yisai. Should be Zoycha to have the Yinkishmak, the Ashrecha Bo'olam HaZeh, the Toivlach Bo'olam HaBoh. Should be Zoycha B'Koroif to all the Yisyonis, all the terrible, terrible Yisyonis HaChayim, all the terrible difficulties in life. There should be Nispata L'Gamri to the Koyach HaToyro. And we should be Zoycha to greet Mashiach Sikeinu. And here's your name.